Have Chelsea won the Premier League title?
I don't know. We still don't know.
No, we don't know yet, but our listeners probably already know.
That's because our podcast goes out on Friday and Chelsea are playing tonight.
If they win, they will win the Premier League title.
But if they lose, they'll have to wait a bit longer.
The champagne will be on ice.
But not for long, I reckon. Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's show, we're going to talk about the latest in the Premier League and the jobs that Premier League footballers do when they leave football.
And in this week's language focus, we're going to focus on different suffixes that are used to talk about different jobs. But first, let's look at the Premier League headlines.
Chelsea are on the brink.
Chelsea are just one win away from the Premier League title after an easy 3-0 win against Middlesbrough, who have now been relegated. 3 points against West Brom on Friday night will see the Blues win the Premier League for the fifth time.
Arsenal on a late charge for the top four.
Arsenal are up to fifth place after winning twice this week against Manchester United and Southampton. The Gunners have played in the Champions League every season for the last 20 years and will be hoping that Liverpool or Manchester City drop points in the last few matches of the season.
Manchester United reach Europa League final.
Manchester United will play in the Europa League final in Sweden on the 24th of May. United have a chance of winning the only domestic or European trophy they have never won. And remember, the winners go directly into next season's Champions League.
Spurs play final match at White Hart Lane.
Tottenham Hotspur play Manchester United in the last ever match at the North London Stadium. After this weekend's match, it's going to be knocked down after over 100 years of football.
As an Arsenal fan, you don't sound too sad about that.
No, I am. White Hart Lane has been home to some great Arsenal wins in the past. But joking aside, I'm sure every Tottenham fan will be sad to say goodbye to the old ground.
Yes, but next season they'll be playing at Wembley, which is cool. And then the following season we'll have a brand new stadium to play in. Things are definitely looking up for Spurs. It's nearly the end of the season, just a couple of weeks to go.
Yes. What do people do in the summer? I can't start watching cricket.
What do people who work in football do in the summer? Especially this summer. No World Cup or anything.
Not much work for the players, commentators or journalists.
It's often a time when footballers start looking for other jobs too. They might be looking for a new club, or some players might retire.
Chelsea's John Terry is leaving the club after nearly 20 years. I wonder what he'll do next.
It's common for footballers to stay in football. Steven Gerrard hung up his boots last year and he's now a coach at Liverpool. And Slaven Bilic is the manager at West Ham.
And lots of ex-players do television work. Gary Lineker is a TV presenter, and Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher work as football pundits and commentators.
A pundit is a match analyst, someone who analyses and talks about matches on TV.
But some ex-players do something totally different. Eric Cantona and Vinnie Jones both used to play in the Premier League. And are now famous actors.
Cantona mainly does French films, but he's the main actor in Ken Loach's film Looking for Eric. It's pretty good if you haven't seen it.
Vinnie Jones was a tough midfielder for Wimbledon, Leeds and Chelsea in the 1990s and has become pretty famous in Hollywood and has been in close to 100 movies. One of his most recent is Escape Plan with Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Have you seen it, Rich?
No. I don't think John Terry is going to retire this season. We might see him at another Premier League club next season. But there are lots of options for him when he does decide to hang up his boots.
We've been talking a lot about different jobs, and now we're going to talk a little bit about the language of jobs, both in and out of football.
Let's start on the pitch and the most common job of all, player.
This word comes from the verb play, and we add the letters ER. ER is an example of a suffix. A suffix is a group of letters that is added to the end of a word to change the word form from a verb to a noun, for example.
So, player is the noun from play. And when we talk about player positions, there are other examples of the ER suffix being used.
You can have defender or striker, which come from the verbs defend and strike.
And there are other examples like manager. And then out of football, we have jobs like teacher, builder, and writer.
All of these jobs come from the verb, but you have to be careful because it's not really a rule. For example, you have the verb cook, but a person who cooks is not a cooker. He or she is a cook. A cooker is the machine in the kitchen.
And the job doesn't always come from the verb. Let's go back to the football pitch. We have winger and midfielder. These jobs come from the nouns midfield and wing.
And a player can also be called a footballer, which follows this pattern.
Another common suffix for jobs is OR. In football, you can be a commentator, or like Eric Cantona, you can be an actor. These words come from the verbs to commentate and to act.
Some other examples are director, sailor, and investigator.
Other common suffixes are ANT, IST, and IAN. All of these are used to describe jobs. You could be an accountant, a journalist, or a musician. Let us know in the comments section if you can think of any more jobs that use these suffixes.
There are a couple of old-fashioned suffixes that are still sometimes used to describe jobs. These are man and s. In football, you might have the job of chairman or groundsman. And outside of football, you might hear policeman, fireman, or postman.
This is an old-fashioned way of speaking about these jobs because these jobs are often held by women as well as men. So saying chairman is sexist and it's better to use gender-neutral terms like police officer, firefighter, or chair.
Yes. But it's still quite common to hear phrases like, my postman is a woman.
The S suffix is for jobs such as actress or waitress, but it's more common these days to refer to men and women as actors and waiters.
What did you want to be when you were little, Rich?
I wanted to be an English teacher.
Really?
No. I wanted to be a fireman, a firefighter. What about you?
I wanted to be an astronaut.
Cool. And look at us now. Teaching English is almost the same, eh? Look, that job doesn't follow any of the patterns we've been talking about. So remember, these suffixes are just common patterns, not rules you can follow all the time.
We want you to talk about the jobs you wanted to do when you were little. Is that what you do now? How about in the future? What would you like to do?
Take a look at the questions for you in the comment section. There were lots of great performances in the Premier League last week. Cesc Fabregas was brilliant for Chelsea, and Alfie Mawson has been brilliant in defence for Swansea. They could still stay in the Premier League, you know.
But we have to talk about Manchester City's 5-0 win at home to Crystal Palace. They were sensational in the second half.
And there were lots of players to choose from. Vincent Kompany looked to be back to his best, and David Silva was brilliant. But we chose Kevin De Bruyne as our player of the week.
He has more assists than any other player in the Premier League this season. And you can read all about the Belgian in our Player of the Week article. There's a link on the side of this page.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was bicycle kick. Liverpool's Emre Can scored with a great bicycle kick last week.
Well done to Lubomir from Ukraine, Kwezi Manifest from Ghana, Shabonyanok from Russia, Mon from Egypt, Ahmed Adam Mamado from Sudan, and Emir from Bosnia. You all got the right answer. What's this week's phrase?
This week's phrase is to... It's a difficult phrase, but we've made it easier by using it a couple of times in this podcast. It's an idiom that means to stop doing something permanently or to retire from a sport. Steven Gerrard last year.
Listen again to the section where we speak about what jobs footballers do after football if you're not sure of the answer.
Before we go, we want to tell you about this week's Fan of the Week. It's Sasha from Russia.
Sasha is a Manchester City fan, and he's hoping to get a job in football when he finishes his master's degree.
It's great to have you on the website, Sasha, and to learn more about your life in Russia. If you want to know more about Sasha, head over to the new section, Fan of the Week, in the fan section. And there's a link on the side of this page.
And if you want to be a fan of the week, just send us an email or a comment and we will help you put an article together in English. We would love to get a Premier League fan from every country in the world.
Right, that's all we have time for this week.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.